we're talking all things electric here at Cotswolds HQ in Hereford with Steve Liddell, Managing Director. Is that the right title? But you're the
Head
boss.
Head of sales.
Head of sales.
I wish I was the Managing Director. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Hello, Steve. How are you? All right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Let's talk electric. And the elephant in the room is that Rishi's really thrown a spanner in the works of things, hasn't he? With
yes.
putting back the green pledge. Well, you explain how it now works as far as cars are concerned.
Yes, so obviously we were all the manufacturers were given a deadline of 2030 to go totally what we call BEV, so battery electric vehicles, so whether that's plug-in hybrid or electric, with plug-in hybrid being phased out by 2035. So we all had a really clear path of where we were heading for, which obviously we've structured our businesses around in mm-hmm. terms of infrastructure, in terms of training. And obviously it was a bit of a shock to hear that that's now changed. And you know, the question on everyone's lips is really, is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? And who have, you know, I've watched many debates about it on the news, and some people are for it, some people are against it. But it, you know, I think there's two sides to every argument really surrounding it. And I think from the motor trade point of view, it clearly is disappointing for us, because we've got an awful lot of infrastructure in place and we're working towards it, and it's actually the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's the right thing to do for the environment.
Yeah.
I did a talk recently about BEV in general at a business conference. I think you were there, Mark.
I possibly was, yes.
You might. I think I saw you in the distance, where we were talking about the fact that we are absolutely in debt to the planet as human beings. You know, we're taking far more sustainable resources, far more resource out of the planet than the planet can cope with. So that's why this target was put in place, to try and reduce that. So, so the manufacturers are obviously they've invested billions of pounds in their factories to get going for this, and so yes, it's been a bit of a shock.
But it's still no reason for people, if they're at the moment considering or have been considering buying an electric car, to hold off, is there? Because it's still a good thing to actually do.
Absolutely. I think you're absolutely right. I think it is a good thing to do. I think technology is coming on leaps and bounds. The infrastructure is obviously coming on leaps and bounds. I think the reason it was moved is because there was some concern surrounding obviously the speed of that infrastructure and also the cost.
Yeah.
You know, so I kind of get it from that point of view, but you know, I do think it's the right thing to do to start to move to electric, because you know, it's the right thing to do for the environment, and also it's very clear that manufacturers are sticking to their manifestos, if you like.
Yeah.
If we were governments, we're sticking to our manifestos, which is we want to be more sustainable as a brand. You know, this is something that the manufacturers are really, really, and certainly BMW UK, have got a commitment to be totally sustainable and more sustainable as a brand within a really short period of time, because that's part of our brand values, to take care of the environment. So these cars will be, you know, the reality is most manufacturers will still probably work towards that 2030 deadline.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, you've kind of answered my next question, which was, there's no stuttering in the perspective of the car manufacturers. It's still going to have the same game plan, the same timetable for the new models, then that will just continue.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, it shocked me to know, I was actually on a conference call yesterday, that 22% of the cars registered this year in the total market are battery electric vehicle.
Yeah.
And if that's where we are today, now bear in mind that's double where it was last year.
Mm.
So if that's where we are today, it's moving so fast, and that yes, partly because of the deadline, but also we won't have a choice. If there aren't internal combustion engine cars to buy in 2 years, 3 years' time, no one will really have much of a choice. So regardless of what Mr. Sunak says, or what deadlines we've all been given, if there isn't anything to buy, then we won't have a choice. So I guess where I you know, I'm at with it is try and carry on as business as normal, really, because it is the right thing to do, and the product is there, and the product is great. You know, and I know you probably think I'm biased saying that, but I'm
only slightly.
I've been really genuine. I've actually just, I've had a few, lots of different cars, and I am a big petrol head. Of course, I am. Hence, you know, reason for working for this wonderful brand, because we make lovely, fast cars. One of the things that I've recently just gone into is a new hybrid, an X5 hybrid, because I thought I'd try that new, because it's a new engine actually for BMW, and I thought I'd try it out, and I've done 500 miles so far in that car, and 460 of them have been in electric, and that's a hybrid.
So
it's got a petrol equivalent, so I'm absolutely blown away by it, to be honest.
Fully endorsed.
I am absolutely full. I mean, I've had electric cars anyway, to be honest, and they are brilliant, but they are really, really good cars. So I would just urge anybody, whatever brand you're a fan of, and obviously I'd hope that would be BMW, but whatever brand you're a fan of, just try it. Just go and give one a go, because I can almost guarantee you get behind the wheel and you'll be really surprised at how amazing they drive and how easy they are to live with.
So if you've made that decision to go green, lay your money down, don't worry, and just go for it. Just go ahead and purchase that car, because nothing is going to change.
Absolutely. And remember, this isn't something that's been around since yesterday. You know, electric cars have been in our market now for 10 plus years. We've kind of got our heads around them. We know how they work. We know how to service them. We know how to maintain them. They're a huge part of our business now. And our fleets and our used car market. It's just taking that plunge and taking that step. I think regardless of what the news is saying and regardless of the directives, we all need to start to take that step. And maybe the first step for everyone is hybrid before electric. You've got that kind of... fallback, and we saw quite a lot of that with the range extend early. Our first electric car was the i3, and that had something called a range extender, which was basically a hybrid. Lots of people went from the range extender, and then the next car they had was the full electric, because they suddenly realized, I'm not using this petrol engine at all. It's like living dormant. Yeah, that's a bit of advice, really, I think.
There you go. You've heard it from the man himself, head of sales here at Cotswolds, Steve Little. Thank you for your time.
You're very welcome.
And buy an electric car, says Steve.
Oh, yes, please. That would be great.